in need of some hot sassafras and salts. But the gunslinger had no sassy here.
"Why do you look so?" Roland asked the bumbler crossly. "If you wanted to go with her, they should have gone when they had the chance. Why will ye cast thy sad Hawkins eyes on me now?"
Hoy looked at him a moment longer, and Roland saw that he had hurt the little fellow's feelings. Ridiculous, but true. Hoy walked away, little squiggle of tail drooping. Roland felt like calling him back, but that would have been more ridiculous yet, would it not? What plan did he have? To apologize to a Billy Bumbler? He felt angry and ill at ease with himself, feelings he had never suffered before hauling Eddie, Susanna, and Jake from America's side into his life. Before they'd come, he'd felt almost nothing, and while that was a narrow way to live, in some ways it wasn't so bad. At least you didn't waste time wondering if you should apologize to animals for taking a high tone to them by the gods. Roland hunkered by the rose, leaning into the soothing power of its song and the blaze of light, healthy light, from its center. Then Patrick hooted at him, gesturing for Roland to move away so he could see it and draw it. This added to Roland's sense of dislocation and annoyance, but he moved back without a word of protest. He had, after all, asked Patrick to draw it, hadn't he? He thought of how, if Susanna had been here, their eyes would have met with amused understanding, as the eyes of parents do over the antics of a small child. But she wasn't here, of course. She'd been the last of them, and now she was gone, too.
"All right, can you see how get Rosengaff a tweak it better?"
he asked, striving to sound comic and only sounding cross. Cross and tired. Patrick, at least, didn't react to the harshness in the gunslinger's tone.
"Probably didn't even ken what I said," Roland thought.